All right, welcome back to the International Soccer Preview by Soccerphiles Canada as we continue our look at the 2021 African Cup players. So today we'll be looking at Mali. And just to let you know how we do this, we kind of look through the players and the information we have on them in the Soccerphiles. And based on their participation, especially over the last year, we placed them into categories: definite, likely, possible but unlikely, seems to be off the squad, retired and injured. And then some players come in who are not in our files. They're kind of newly selected to the squad for the Gold Cup. And so we'll also tell you about them. If you'd like to go to the end and kind of get a summary, you can go to maybe the last 3 or 4 minutes of this podcast. And for YouTube listeners, you can actually look at the names on a simple graphic that we have. You can see all the names, although we'll just kind of review the players that we think are starters or likely to start. And also for audio listeners, if you just want a kind of an overview of the starting players, you can do that at the end. But meanwhile, we'll kind of go through the players, give a little information about them, put them into the category that we think they are in terms of likelihood, and then we will check the final roster to see who actually did make the squad. So let's begin with the manager of Mali. That's Mohamed Magasuba. Mohamed Magasuba has been the manager of Mali since 2019. That was the second stint, actually, because he was a caretaker manager in 2017. And he also managed the Congo DR national team in 1997. So he took them through the 2019 African Cup. And Mohamed Magasuba. So we'll try to repeat the name a few times for the audio listeners so that you become familiar with it. Mohamed Magasuba is the manager. Moving on to goalkeepers, we have two candidates who we consider likely. The first one is Ismail Diawara. So he's new to the squad. He first appeared on the bench in September and earned his first cap in their last game in November and was on the bench for three games. So not a definite and probably not a starter, but we think he will be chosen. Next one is Ibrahim Munkoro. Ibrahim Munkoro played 6 of their 11 games, so actually is probably more likely than Ismail Diawara, especially to be a starter. He played 6 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 3 others. So he plays for Mazembe, TP Mazembe in Congo DR. And he was on the squad in 2019, but he was on the bench, so he didn't see any action there. And by the way, Ismail Diawara plays in Malmo in Sweden. Okay, moving on to possible candidates is the starter in 2019, Djigui Diarra. Djigui Diarra, though, only played 2 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 3 games and not selected for 6 others. So he seems to be kind of making his way off the squad. He's only 26 years old and he has 48 caps since 2015. He plays for Young Africans in Tanzania. He was a substitute keeper in the 2017 African Cup and then was a starter in 2019. But as we said, he didn't play that much in 2021. We also consider Mohamed Niare possible. Mohamed Niare is earned his first appearance on the bench in June 2021 and played 1 of their remaining 8 games in 2021. So that was his only cap. He's just joined the team, even though he's 26 years old, and he plays for Generation Foot in Senegal. Then we have two names that are less likely, so possible but unlikely, is Adama Keita. He was also a backup keeper in 2019, but he didn't play any games in 2021 and was on the bench for four of them. He plays in Kenya. And finally, Ali Yarango seems to be off the squad. He's 27 years old and last appeared for the team on the bench in November 2020. So he was actually a backup keeper in the African 2013 African Cup, but he hasn't been selected for any tournament since. So let's see who made it. And Ismail Diawara and Ibrahim Munkoro, both of our likely candidates, made it. And also the starting keeper in 2019, Jigwe Diarra. So I wonder, you know, maybe there was a reason he didn't play much in 2021, and it's possible that he is still the starter, but it's hard to say. So I'm going to put Ismail Diawara as a substitute, and Jigwe Diarra and Ibrahim Munkara as possible starters. Kind of not sure who it will be. And it seems like they just brought three goalkeepers, whereas most teams are bringing four. I'm just going to check on that. Yeah, that seems to be the case. So three goalkeepers for Mali. Let's move on now to the defenders, and we begin with central defence. And we have two likely candidates there. One of them is Seynou Koulibaly. So Seynou Koulibaly earned his first appearance in June 2021 and played three of their remaining nine games, but was on the bench for five others. So he may not be a starter here, but it looks likely he'll be picked. He's 27 years old, and we just heard his first cap was in 2021, so he only has those three caps. And he's with Dijon in France. The other likely candidate, or probably more likely, is Kiki Kouaté, Kiki Boubacar Kouaté. So he played six of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. He is 24 years old and he's been with the team since 2019 and has 13 caps. So he plays for Metz in France. And he played for Troyes in France and Sporting Lisbon's B squad in Portugal before that. He was selected for the 2019 African Cup, but he only appeared in a B-team game there. Next, we have two possible candidates, Mamadou Fofana. So Mamadou Fofana played three of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for four others, so quite possible. He's 23 years old and he has 24 caps and a goal since 2017 with the national team. And he plays for Amiens in France and also before that played for Metz in France. So he was actually a starter in 2019 in the African Cup there. So he's a possible candidate. And our last possible candidate is Moussa Sissoko. Moussa Sissoko earned his first cap in October and played two of their remaining four games in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. So he's just 21 years old, so brand new to the team with just those two caps. And he plays for Standard Liège in Belgium. Now, we have a few players who seem to be off the team, so we'll just kind of go over them by name and then come back to them if they happen to be chosen. So Samba Kamara, he earned his first cap in March, but he wasn't selected for nine of their 11 games. He was injured for one. Ichaka Diarra also earned his first cap in March and played one game, but wasn't selected for any other games after that. Mamadou Traore also earned his first cap in March and played one game. And again, wasn't selected. So it looks like they were kind of trying out a few new central defenders, although none of them seemed to stay on the team for that long. And then one player who is a bit of a veteran with the team, Mola Wag. And he was a starter in the in several African Cups, 2013, 15, 17 and 19. He didn't start all the games in 2013, but he did after that, and a bit of a stalwart with the team. However, he last appeared in November 2019, so he's 32 years old. And earned 39 caps and 4 goals between 2013 and 19. He's still playing. He plays for Nantes in France. But I've been pronouncing his name wrong. I have a note that says it's Wagwe, Mola Wagwe. So he may have retired from international soccer here. So we have a lot of candidates for central defence, and let's see who actually made the team. So all four of our likely and possible candidates made it. So Kiki Kouaté, I'm going to try to determine who seems likely to start here. I think he looks like a starter. Again, we're just kind of going on the information we have. However, I may have rated Senu Koulibaly too high as a likely, and I don't think he'll be a starter. Mamadou Fofana seems to look a bit more likely as a starter, so I'm just predicting based on how much they've played. And Moussa Sissoko came in right at the end there and played two of their four games, but doesn't have a lot of experience with the squad, so we'll predict that he will be a substitute. All right, moving on to left backs. By the way, none of the other four that I mentioned made the squad there, so Mola Wagwe is a bit of a loss for them. Moving on to left backs, we start with Charles Traore. Charles Traore is a I don't know what he is. He is a soccer player. I don't know where I was going there. Anyway, he played seven games, seven of their last 11 games, including the last six. And he is an excellent crosser of the ball. So I personally think he'll be a starter. But he has 11 caps since 2016, which is not that many, since 2016. He's 29 years old and plays for Nantes in France. And I'm not sure why I have the feeling he'll be a starter, because he was just on the bench in 2017 and not selected even for the preliminary squad in 2019. I must have read something about him or something, because his name seems to stick in my mind. Anyway, definitely in 2021, he made more inroads into the team. Romany Kouame, we consider possible. So Romany Kouame earned his first appearance for the main team. He actually played for the local, kind of in local tournaments. But for the main team, he played his first made his first appearance in September 2021 on the bench, and went on to play three of their remaining six games and was on the bench for three others. So it looks like he worked his way into the first team. He now plays out of country for Troyes in France, and he's 25 years old with 10 caps since 2016, although most of those caps are for in the African National Championship, perhaps. The local tournaments. He was born in Ivory Coast, actually. And again, we'll just throw out a few names here and then go over them if they're selected. Siaka Bakayoko played three of their 11 games in 2021, but he wasn't selected for the last six games. So we'll come back to him if he's selected. He's just 23 years old, so maybe a name for the future. Bakaye Dibasi last appeared for the squad in March 2019. He's 32 years old, so he seems to be off the squad. Masadio Hedera also seems to be off the squad. The 29-year-old last played for the national team in November 2020, and he was a bench player for the 2019 African Cup. Youssef Kone, the 26-year-old, played none of their 11 games in 2021, but he was on the bench just for the first of those, so it looks like he's not on the team. He was a sub in 2017 and actually a starter in 2019, but hasn't been playing for them since. He plays for Lyon in France, though, which is a pretty big club. He has been loaned out, though, to three clubs since his start with them in 2019. So probably, though contracted by Lyon, doesn't seem to be a player for them. All right, let's take a look and see which of these players made it in the left-back position. And Charles Traore is on the squad, as is Romani Kouame. And going to someone who seemed to be off the squad, Masadeo Hedara made the squad. So we'll just kind of go back and take a look at him. He is 29 years old. He only has 7 caps for the team, but he joined in 2019. He was born in France, and I think I did say he was a substitute in the 2019 African Cup. So he was he plays for Lens in France. And English fans, fans of the EPL, may remember him from Newcastle in England, because he played with them for 5 years from 2013 to 18. So Masadeo Hedara, but because he hadn't played for them since November 2020, I'm going to consider him a substitute. And between Charles Traore and Romani Kouame, I think Charles Traore looks to be more of a starter, more of a likely candidate to start there. Okay, let us continue with right backs, and we begin with Faleye Sakho. Faleye Sakho, we consider a definite candidate because he played 10 of their 11 games in 2021. So he is a 26-year-old who has been with the team since 2018, and he has 23 caps and 1 goal, and he plays for Vitória Guimarães in Portugal. And he was selected for the preliminary squad in 2017, but didn't make the final squad. And in 2019, he was a bench player, but he did start game 3, which they put a B team on for. But now it looks like he's carved out his position in the squad as a starter. The other candidate is actually a likely candidate, Hamari Traore, because they both Sakho and Traore were on the field at the same time. We can guess that one of them is playing out of position, maybe as a midfielder, or sometimes in a three-man central defence, who knows. But Hamari Traore played 8 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 1. So he looks like a starter also, as he was in 2017 and 2019 African Cups. So he was their left back in 2019, but he lined up as a right back in... Sorry, he was a left back in 2017, but lined up as a right back in 2019. So it looks like he switched sides of the field, and to be honest, it looks like they he might have done that here too. So he is 29 years old with 36 caps and 1 goal since 2015, and he plays for Rennes in France. All right, so those are the candidates for right back, and let's see who actually made the squad. Well, it looks like both of them did, and I'm going to put them both as starters, not necessarily in the right back position, but starters on the field because they have been for quite a bit in 2021. And on top of that, we have another candidate, but I see I made a mistake here. This other candidate is actually a central defender. So I'm going to pop back to central defense for a minute and tell you about a new central defender. That kind of makes sense because they have two right backs, and usually it's just a position for one person, whereas central defense could be two or three. They have four players chosen as center backs, but usually teams bring five or six. So I'm creating great anticipation here because I haven't told you the name yet, but it's Isaka Samake. Isaka Samake has been in and around the team since 2013. He's 27 years old. He has 18 caps and one goal, but I think a lot of those were for local tournaments and friendlies. He actually played his first game for the main team in June 2014. And then he appeared on the bench here and there. And I guess that's why he wasn't on my list, because it's only been in local tournaments that he's been used. He plays for Stade Malien in Mali, so he's still a local player, but he was selected for this squad. I'm guessing he'll be on the bench. Okay, let's go back to where we were. So we covered left backs and right backs, and just let me find my place here. Yeah, and so let's move on to the midfield and begin with defensive midfielders. So these players labeled as defensive midfielders might not necessarily always play in that position. So these positions are kind of artificial, but we're going on how they're coded on most of the websites. So Aliou Dieng is our first candidate, and he is a likely candidate. He played seven of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others, so he seems to be a regular starter. He plays for Al Ahly in Egypt, that's a big club, and was with MC Alger in Algeria before that. And he's 24 years old and has 19 caps and one goal since 2015. He initially also just played in local tournaments, but now is with the main team. The other likely candidate there is Diadi Samaseku. So Diadi Samaseku played five of their 11 games in 2021, including the last three, and he was on the bench for two others. So he's 25 years old, and he has 22 caps and one goal since 2016. And he moved to Hoffenheim in Germany in 2019, having been with Red Bull Salzburg in Austria before that. So he was not selected for the 2017 African Cup, but he did start and finish all games in the 2019 African Cup, except for that B team game. So we consider him a likely candidate, and actually, given his no, I'll just say both of those guys seem like starters to me. But we'll take a look at a couple of other players. At a possible level is Cheick Doucouré. Cheick Doucouré played one of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one other. So actually, he seems a little less likely than we've rated him here. Anyway, he is 21 years old and has been with the team since 2018, but only has 8 caps in that time. And he was selected for the 2019 African Cup, but he only appeared in that B team game. And as a substitute on top of that, so he wasn't a starter there. So just saw a little field time in 2019. Okay, and a player who seems to be off the team is Idrissa Traoré. Idrissa Traoré last played for the team in June 2019. Now we'll look at central midfielders at the same time before announcing who made it to the final squad. And we have a likely candidate there in Mohamed Camara. But he's often listed as Mohamed Camara 2 because there was another player of the same name. Mohamed Camara played 6 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2. He had been under a doping ban for the first 2 matches, so he came back into the squad and played pretty regularly. He is 21 years old and has 10 caps since 2019, including a goal. But he wasn't on the 2019 African Cup squad, but he seems to have worked his way in. Let's go to our possible candidate, Lassana Koulibaly. So Lassana Koulibaly played 3 of their games in 2021. He was injured for 2 and on the bench for 1. But not selected for 7 games, including the last 2. Okay, so he, I'm realizing my math doesn't add up to 11 games there, but we'll forge on. He is 25 years old and has 28 caps since 2016, and he plays for Salernitana in Italy. And he was a starter in the 2017 African Cup, but not for all the games, just games 1 and 3. And he also was a starter in 2019, and he also played in the B team game. So he started all games there, did Lassana Koulibaly. And the player who seems to be off the squad is Eve Bousouma. And Eve Bousouma will be familiar to EPL fans because he plays for Brighton in England. So they may be surprised that he's not a steady member of the squad here, but he isn't. He was just a sub in 2017. He made the preliminary squad in 2019, but not the final cut. And the last time he appeared for the team was in October 2018. So it looks like he would be a good player to have, but he hasn't really played regularly for the club. He's for the national team. He's 25 years old and has 19 caps and 3 goals. But again, 2018 was the last time he played. Okay, let us go to... No, we have one more name, actually. Suleiman Diarra on the possible but unlikely level. So I should have introduced him before Eve Bousouma. He played 2 of their games in 2011, but was not selected for the last 6 games. So we'll come back to him if he's selected and give a bit more biographical information. Let's go back to defensive midfielders. And you'll recall that we had 2 likely candidates, Aliou Dieng and Diadi Samaseku. And both of those have made it to the final squad here. But Cheick Doucouré and Idrissa Traoré did not. And among the central midfielders, Mohamed Camara did make the squad, and Lassana Koulibaly made the squad, and Eve Bousouma, who we've just talked about not appearing for the national team much, is on the squad. So I would even go as far as to say that since they have him, he would be a starter for the team. So I'm going to put Lassana Koulibaly as substitute here, but Mohamed Kamara and Yves Bissouma as starters. And Aliou Diang and Diadi Samasuka also seem to be starters, but that seems too many. So I'll nominate Diadi Samaseku as a substitute there. But again, I say this with no great authority or confidence, just kind of predicting based on the information that I have. All right, left midfielders. We only have one candidate, and it's at the possible but unlikely level, and it's Ibrahim Kane. And he earned his first cap in June and then played two of their remaining eight games, but then disappeared for the last six games. So we'll come back to him. We'll come back to him if he's selected. Right midfielder, similarly, Hamadou Traoré seems to be off the squad. He actually returned after a more than 7 year absence to appear on the bench for the first of their games, but then he disappeared as quickly. So we won't we won't give the information on him unless he is selected. And that's it for right and left midfielders, or at least for players coded as right and left midfielders. The most likely on the wings is Moussa Djenepo, so we move to left wingers with him. Moussa Djenepo, we think is likely. He played six of their 11 games in 2021 and scored one of their goals. He's with Southampton in England, and he was with Standard Liège in Belgium before that. And he was a well, he's 23 years old, and has 22 caps and three goals since his first cap in 2017. So he earned his first cap, it seems like, at the age of 17, but was probably too young for that African Cup. But at 19 years old, he was a starter in the African Cup, except for that B team game. And so Moussa Djenepo, a likely candidate. A player who seems to be off the team is Birahima Tanja. Birahima Tanja last played in October 2019, and the 28-year-old doesn't have much history with the squad, so we'll come back to him if he's selected. And actually, for right wingers, it's all kind of similar players who seem to be off the squad. But we will start with a veteran in Abdoulaye Diaby. So Abdoulaye Diaby, he hasn't played since 2019, but he was captain of the team in the 2019 African Cup and a starter. He actually had a bit of trouble making it onto the team before that. In 2015, he only appeared in one game, in game three, and in 2017 he was not selected, even though he was their top scorer in qualifying. So I wonder if he was injured for that tournament. I don't have a note saying so, but that seems to be the logical conclusion. He's 30 years old with 28 caps and seven goals, but he was the captain. He's with Al Jazeera in the UAE now, but he was with Sporting Lisbon before that, and he was loaned out to Anderlecht and Beşiktaş in Turkey. So, he's played for some pretty big clubs, and maybe like Yves Bissouma, he'll come back into the picture here, but he seems to be out for now. Okay, the other ones we'll just mention by name because they haven't been involved with the squad as much, and that's Hadi Sakho and Kevin Zohi. So they basically just made an appearance for the squad, but didn't seem to, or they haven't kind of come back in 2021. All right, so we have left wingers and right wingers and left midfielders and right midfielders. A lot of names to deal with there, but not a lot of likely candidates among them. So Ibrahim Kane, the left winger, did not make the squad, but Hamadou Traore, the right midfielder, who we felt was off the squad, actually did make it. And Moussa Dianepo, unsurprisingly, is on the squad, and I'm guessing he'll be a starter. And Birahim Atanja did not make it. And among those right wingers, none of them made it. So Abdoulaye Diaby perhaps retires from international soccer, and Hadi Sako and Kevin Zohi not selected. So going back to just a quick look over them, Moussa Dianepo we consider a starter, and the right midfielder who was selected, the player who I said had returned after a seven-year absence, was on the bench for one game out of 11 and then disappeared again, has made it onto the squad, so a very unlikely candidate there. He has been on the team since 2013, but he only has one cap. He's 25 years old, so and he plays for Adana Demirspor in Turkey, so quite an unusual choice there. It's probably an interesting story behind that that I don't know. Okay, forwards. We have the confusion of the two players who both for a long time were simply identified as Adama Traore. And I had to do all sorts of work to figure out which one it was. Both of them were born in 1995, in June 1995, actually. Both of them are attacking midfielders and very difficult to tell them apart. But we have them both as definite candidates here. And fortunately, they've kind of renamed themselves to make it a bit easier to identify them. And the first one is Adama Traore, but I believe he's called Mamadou Traore. I'm just going to check and make sure. Yikes, where am I here? Yes, sorry, it's Adama Malouda Traore. Oh, I'll just add that to his name because that's how he's known. For a long time, he was known as Adama Traore 1, and the other was Adama Traore 2, but then websites got them mixed up. And you never knew which was which. The other one has taken on the name Adama Nos Traore. So Adama Malouda and Adama Nos Traore. So I'll tell you about each of them. Again, both of them are 26 years old. Adama Malouda Traore played 10 of their 11 games. That's why we consider him a definite candidate. And at 26 years old, he first joined the team in 2013, so has 41 caps and 8 goals. You'll see a little bit more than the other Adama Traore. And he actually was selected only for the 2019 African Cup, where he was on the bench. He got a goal on a great shot against Mauritania, the last of their 4-1 win there. But he plays for Sheriff Tiraspol in Moldova and was with Metz for 3 years before that. So that is Adama Malouda Traore. Adama Nos Traore has 26 caps and 3 goals, but he joined the national team 2 years later in 2015. However, he was selected for the 2017 African Cup. Unlike Adama Malouda Traore, he was only on the bench for that. And in 2019, Adama Nos Traore started game one, but was subbed out at 61 and basically lost his starting position, coming back in only as a sub in a couple of the later games. So that, and nevertheless, he has played 10 of their 11 games in 2021. Also, so both of them starting for the squad. On top of that, we have two likely candidates. One is Moussa Doumbia. So Moussa Doumbia played 8 of their 11 games in 2021. And he is 27 years old and has 32 caps and 5 goals since 2014. And he plays for Stade Reims in France. So in the 2017 and 19 African Cups, he was only a bench player, but he did start the B team game in 2019. I don't know if he's worked his way in as a starter here, but until 2021, he was just a sub. And finally, the other likely candidate is Amadou Heidera. So he played 7 of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for 2 of those. He's 23 years old and has 24 caps and 2 goals since 2017. And he plays for Leipzig in Germany. Part of that Red Bull setup, he also played for Red Bull in Salzburg. So I am going to consider the two Traores as starters and Moussa Doumbia and Amadou Heidera as maybes. Both of them have played a lot of games in 2021. I should say all 4 of them have played a lot of games in 2021. So obviously they don't all play in the same position, but maybe move around the field. But they have all been on the field at the same time. So let's see which of them made it. And it turns out all 4 of them have made it. So that's Adama Maluda Traore, Adama Nos Traore, Moussa Doumbia, and Amadou Heidera. And I realized I actually did the consideration of them as starters or not before I had even confirmed they were on the team. But they've all played a lot in 2021 and they were all selected. And finally, we're going to move on to forwards, the forward line. And we have just possible candidates here, no definite or likely. And that suggests to me that these players we've just discussed, the attacking midfielders, sometimes move up to the forward role, and maybe they've been playing as the expected goal scorers. So Khalifa Koulibaly had played 4 of their 11 games in 2021, including the last 2 games, and he was on the bench for 2 games besides. So we have him as a possible candidate. He's 30 years old and has 26 caps and 5 goals since 2013. So he doesn't look like a starter, and indeed he wasn't in 2017 or 2019, where he was basically a bench player. He started that B team game in 2019. He did score 2 of their 10 goals in 2019 qualifying, but that didn't seem to earn him a starting position. The next player who we consider likely also is Mahamadou Doucouré. So Mahamadou Doucouré had his first cap in September 2021 and played just 1 of their remaining 6 games, but he was on the bench for 3 of those, so a bench player for sure. He is 21 years old, though quite young, and he plays for Nîmes in France, where he was born. Next one is Ibrahima Kone, and we have him as a possible candidate also. His first appearance on the main team was in June 2021, and he played 5 of their remaining 9 games, so was included in the squad quite a bit. I think he earned his early caps in the African Nations Championship, so the local tournament there. So he plays now for Sarpsborg in Norway, and he's 22 years old. He has an amazing stat of 6 caps and 8 goals since 2017. But I think some of those caps, I'm a bit confused here, whether those caps were earned through the national, through the African National Championship, which actually does count in their cap count. That's FIFA's way of encouraging that competition, the local competition in Africa. Anyway, he's nevertheless a possibility here, even with scoring more than a goal per game. Let's move on to Lassine Sinayoko, another possible candidate. And Lassine Sinayoko had his first cap in September and played four of their remaining five games there. He is 22 years old, so bringing in a bit of youth to the team there. 2021 was his first cap. And finally, El Bilal Touré. Had played six of their 11 games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those. So I'm going to move him up a little bit higher in the list because he seems to play a little more than some of these guys. So Mamadou Doucouré didn't play that much. So I'm just shifting them around here. But they all kind of fit into the possible zone, even though some may be more possible than others. And, wow, we have a lot of names as forwards, so I'm just going to throw some out there. Sekou Keita is a possible candidate, but made a little less possible because he is injured. So he was injured for the last six matches in 2021. So he was a sub in the 2019 African Cup. We'll come back to him if he's selected. Similarly, Moussa Kiabou is injured. He earned his first cap in March 2021 and played two games, but then he was injured for the last six. So we'll come back to that 23-year-old. If he's selected. And then a bunch of players who are off the team and really haven't made an impression on the team, but we'll just name them. Bissaku Diabate and Demba Diallo. We'll come back if they're selected. But I do want to talk about the next one, Moussa Marega, because he's... a more experienced player. He actually did make an impression in the 2017 and 19 African Cups. He started and finished all games. He was particularly good in 2019, very active and dangerous forward. However, the 2019 African Cup was the last time he appeared. So he's just 30 years old, which is not too old. And he had 25 caps and three goals from 2015 to 19. And he plays now for Al Hilal in Saudi Arabia, but he was with Porto, a pretty big club there in Portugal, for 5 years from 2016 to 21. So I'm not sure what has become of him, but he doesn't seem to be on the team anymore. Lassana Ndai, we'll just mention by name. He last played in March 2000 and, does it say 16 or 2018? Anyway, it doesn't matter. His head must have popped up somewhere in the last year or two, but he's certainly not a regular for the squad. Adama Niane had a bit more experience with the squad. He was a sub in 2019. And finally, Zoumana Simpara. Again, his name just kind of popped up in our research. He played his first cap in March and then one of their 11 games, but he wasn't selected for the last 10. So he kind of came in and out of the squad very quickly. Wow, that is a whole lot of forwards to consider. But they do tend to bring as many as six or seven forwards to the team. And because we have a lot of attacking midfielders, I see they have just brought four of these players, wait, make that five because we have a new addition. But anyway, we have Khalifa Koulibaly on the squad, and we have Ibrahima Kone selected, and Lassine Sinayako and Albilal Toure, who I actually moved up on the list. So it's actually the first four players on our list are the only ones who made it. So to repeat, Khalifa Koulibaly, Ibrahima Kone, Lassine Sinayoko, and Albilal Toure. And because we have them all as possible, that means they didn't play that much in 2021. And I'm sure one of them will start, but I'm going to put them all at the substitute level because we have four attacking midfielders who seem to be on the field more regularly. Of these, I would say Albilal Toure seems to be the most likely. So let's move him to the starter position. Again, this is just fun and games because it may turn out very differently. All right, and that brings us almost to the end, except that we have one forward added to the list. No, I'm sorry, we don't. I was mixing it up with that central defender, Isako Simake, who's been I put the name in the wrong place, and it's been confusing me throughout the podcast. So he's a central defender. All right, that then does bring us to the end. And not a lot of discussion other than to say a bit of a strange situation there between the attacking midfielders and forwards, as the attacking midfielders tended to be used a lot in 2021 and the forwards not so much. So it's probably the case that the attacking midfielders are playing as forwards. So we'll finish the podcast with a kind of a run through here. So manager Mohamed Magasuba will lead them through the tournament. And for goalkeepers, we're a bit torn between the veteran starter in 2019, Djigui Diarra, or Ibrahim Munkoro, who played more in 2021. So we're expecting one of those two, but we're not sure which. And in central defence, again, we're kind of guessing, but Kiki Kouyaté and Mamadou Fofana seem the most likely starters to us. But Senou Koulibaly could be among the central defenders there. Left back, we're the best candidate seems to be Charles Traoré for the starting position there. But right back, we have two candidates who seem both likely starters, Faleye Sakho and Hamari Traoré. So it's possible that one of those will actually play as left back. Defensive midfielders, it looks like Aliou Dieng is the only one who seemed to be a starter to us. And then central midfielders, Mohamed Camara, and because he seems to be back into the squad, Yves Bissouma, who is, good enough to be a starter. On the right midfielder, we were surprised by the selection of Hamidou Traoré, but he's the only one in that position. But I'm going to say, I'm going to put him as a sub, actually. And on the left wing, we think Moussa Djenepo is a likely starter. And then, as we said, the attacking midfielders all kind of look likely, although probably not four players. So we think the two Adama Traorés, Adama Malouda Traoré and Adama Nos Traoré, are likely to start. And we put Moussa Doumbia and Amadou Heidera as possible starters, only because there's seemed to be too many players in that position. And then the opposite is true with forwards, where there are a lot of possible candidates, but not any definite or likely ones. So we kind of randomly elected Albilal Toure as the starter there, but it could be any one of the names that we have there. All right, and that brings us to the end of our look at Mali players for the African Cup. We hope this introduction's been useful for you and will help you kind of enjoy what you're watching on the pitch that much more, because you have some familiarity with the players. So we're the International Soccer Preview by Soccerfiles Canada, and you can find us on our website at soccerfiles.captivate.fm. Or you can do a search on Google. It's a bit easier, either for International Soccer Preview or Soccer Files. That's all one word with a PH. And you can contact us through the same name, soccerfiles@gmail.com. So thanks very much for listening, and we hope you check out some of our other African Cup podcasts. All the best for now. Bye-bye.